This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
President-elect Joe Biden proposed the most sweeping plan for combating climate change of any presidential candidate during his campaign. His $2 trillion climate proposal is likely to hinge on bipartisan support from congressional lawmakers. But Biden can use his executive authority to take immediate action in some areas, Danielle Kading reports.
Biden wants the nation's economy to go carbon neutral by 2050 and eliminate emissions in the power sector by 2035. That means that utilities will need to transition away from burning fossil fuels like coal. Dana Kelly says she's been pushing for that after driving out to the South Oak Creek Power Plant south of Milwaukee.
I made a couple wrong turns when I saw some smokestacks. And that's how I knew I was on the right road, which was actually disheartening to me.
Kelly is an assistant pastor with the Reviving Faith Movement and a community organizer. She's worried about the impact pollution from coal plants has on people living nearby.
Coal is one of those ugly things that is flowing through Milwaukee, and people of color especially are being affected in a negative and at a disproportionate rate.
Kelly says Biden's plans would create clean energy jobs that could be a step in the right direction toward climate and economic equity. She's aware that political division may make it difficult to reach those goals. But the president-elect can issue executive orders to address climate change without Congress. He's pledged to rejoin the Paris Climate Agreement and use the purchasing power of the federal government to drive the clean energy transition. Greg Nemeth is a professor of public affairs at UW-Madison.
And the downside is they're not durable if a new president comes in 4 years or 8 or 12 years and changes direction.
Nemeth says there may be room for common ground as federal lawmakers weigh another stimulus to recover from the coronavirus pandemic.
That might be able to be done in a way so that they can be promoting jobs and employment and stimulating growth and not have it be called climate.
In Wisconsin, Governor Tony Evers set a goal for the state to produce carbon-free electricity by 2050 and created a task force that's set to release recommendations on addressing climate change. Amber Meyer-Smith, vice president of programs for Clean Wisconsin, says Biden's leadership can help drive more collaboration.
It can have a big difference in kind of accelerating the pace of where Wisconsin's at.
And in many ways, the market is already accelerating the transition away from fossil fuels in the power sector as coal becomes more expensive to operate. Xcel Energy was the first major utility in the nation to announce plans to go carbon neutral by 2050. Frank Prager is Xcel's senior vice president of strategy and planning.
The kinds of things that are going to help us enable a affordable and reliable and fully clean energy system. A lot of those things don't exist now. In fact, none of them do. And that's why the value of Congress and the administration focusing on technology advancement is going to be really, really important going forward.
Executive Director Scott Coonan with the Wisconsin Conservative Energy Forum admits he's been arguing against wind and solar for the last decade.
They've come down in cost dramatically in the last decade. Utility scale solar is 100 times cheaper than it was 10 years ago. That puts it at a fundamentally competitive place in the marketplace.
That's one reason why Wisconsin's largest utility company, WEC Energy Group, recently announced it would retire the South Oak Creek coal plant and invest $2 billion in renewable resources in the next 5 years. Standing in the shadow of the plant, Dana Kelly says she's excited to see this transformation.
It'll make us better communities and a better nation overall.
After a bout with COVID-19 this spring, Kelly says she's even more driven to push for cleaner air, especially for communities of color. Danielle Kading, Wisconsin Public Radio.